to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. And we are live back on the air here on Rant EM Radio. Well, what did you expect? Double A being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
We're also being joined by Surfer.
Good evening.
And I believe also we've got Dr. Doom on.
What's going on, guys? Hey,
you're sounding clear now. You're sounding crisp.
Oh, I just got my new setup, so.
There you go. So here's the thing. There are people complaining already.
Because that's what they do.
Now, here's the thing. You're going to complain that saying that this was shit and this and that. Okay, listen, guys. Kevin Owens losing the Universal title in this fashion, actually, I predicted during the pre-show.
But
in this fashion, that there was a distraction from Chris Jericho that caused the quick pin and the victory.
We all saw that coming, Dub Boy.
The question was, who in their right mind would think that
Kevin Owens was going to last
longer than Brock Lesnar?
Exactly.
Goldberg.
People thought.
Well, it kind of did, but not in the sense of.
Well, from bell to bell, he did not.
Right.
The match was shorter than the Lesnar match.
Come on, you knew it was short when that match before it went long. I mean, can you remember the last time a women's match went that long on pay-per-view?
Sure. There's been a couple of women's matches that have gone over 30 minutes in recent memory.
Well, I'm not talking about those special matches. I'm talking about just the regular championship match.
Yeah. There's been a few times. It's just, listen, I'm not gonna sit here and bitch and moan for the fact that Tony C, calling in your cell phone. I think that's just
it knocked me out too.
Tony C, calling your cell phone because people are just they don't got anything better to do than complain.
Well, what would make them happy?
I don't know. Kevin Owens beating Goldberg.
Goldberg right after.
So, should we go to Twitter already and see what's going on?
Or those reaction videos?
No, it's too early for that. Those are not available yet. But let's go to Twitter, okay? Let's go to Twitter already. Let me see here. Let me see. Do we have any? Okay, we've got the official time of the match already. 21.6 seconds.
That sounds about right.
Yep.
Okay. So there you go. People are complaining that's quicker than the Brock match.
Double A. People be running and talking about Goldberg. Bro, that's not a wrestler.
No, it's not.
I mean, you, the Hall of Fame, when wrestlers go into the Hall, that's a gimmick. Right there. You only let your matches be 21 seconds in a minute. You're not a wrestler. You're just a gimmick.
Iron Sheik already chiming in saying that Chris Jericho is an intelligent Jew. Now, here's my problem. Here's my problem. Is the overrun number one? I have a problem.
Exactly.
I have a problem. For what? For 21 seconds? We had an overrun of, 10 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, like...
unnecessary.
I want to tell you right now, you might want to bring a sleeping bag to Camping World, because you ain't going to get out of there until about midnight.
Oh, please. I've already 12:30,
1 o'clock. That.
I told, you know, since my girl is the one, she's going to take me. She's going to keep the car and she's going to traverse Orlando. I told her, I said, you're going to have to do me a favor. Make sure you take your phone off silent. Because I'm going to call you or text you or whatever when it's time to come and get me. And if you're asleep, I'm going to be stuck in that damn stadium till 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever. Anyways, long story short. So I told her that. That be prepared that the show's going to run late. But besides that, I think if anybody expected anything else, you're just
wishing for more than you pay for.
Yeah, I think you're just ridiculous. That's what I think. I don't know what to say, to be honest with you. Let's see. So here we go. These are some of the tweets. Happy Goldberg won, but the way he won is ridiculous. Let's see. Might have been my Raw, my favorite Raw pay-per-view. Paper spelled P-A-P-E-R. Anyways, let me see here. Can someone please shoot and kill Vince McMahon? Let's see here. Let me see. Let's see here. Let me see here. Kevin Owens totally just dropped to Goldberg. Can't wait for Lesnar to beat him at WrestleMania. let me see here. Of course, a lot of profanity-laced tweets.
What? Yeah. What are they mad for? They must be hanging and watching this with rage, like what was going to happen.
Goldberg winning.
I'm not rage. He wanted Goldberg win, right?
Goldberg winning was whack.
No, I'm talking about the mindset. Sometimes you'll tell Ray like it's gonna happen like this.
The main event is a joke, and I bet Kevin Owens is not happy with this. Let me see here. Worst pay per view of the year.
Wait, can I wind this back for a second? Don't assume everybody's like CM Punk just complaining about.
No, this is. I'm reading them as I
go. No, I know. I'm not talking to you. I'm just saying, you people need to stop thinking everybody's like CM Punk because they have to drop the belt. They don't like it.
So here's one tweet.
It ain't. But sir, you're looking at it the wrong way. People ain't looking at it how the fact that they dropping the belt is how you drop.
Here's, no, I'm just saying. He's saying Kevin Owens can't be happy. They don't know that.
Here's one positive tweet. One thing is for sure: wrestling Twitter started pouting quicker than Goldberg beat Owens. That is true. God, that was a horrible pay-per-view. Please retire, Vince.
And then they got to come back and do 3 hours.
What has Goldberg done to become the Universal Champion? This guy hasn't even wrestled past 3 minutes. Never been more disgusted for a title loss than CM Punk lost to The Rock.
See? You see?
I really feel sorry for Kevin Owens.
I do. Now, I kind of... Because you know what, Double A? It all boils down to... They wouldn't try certain people like
where's,
I'm sorry.
Where's the logic in Jericho helping his WrestleMania opponent lose the top title in the company before they meet? That's ass backwards.
Yeah, that kind of is true.
That is ass backwards, but still.
Because you want to see him fight. You want to fight him for the title.
Everything associated for Raw is a joke. I stayed up till 4 a.m. in the morning to watch all this shit. let me see here.
Oh man.
Let me see if let me refresh now because I'm sure another flood of tweets already 120 new tweets.
Man, look, Double A. I would have laughed my ass off if Kevin Owens would have one of them, that damn metal plate up on his damn shirt. When he did that spill.
Why did I stay up to watch this crap? Boycott, hashtag boycott Raw. Hashtag cancel the network.
Man, how many months in a row people going to want to cancel the network?
They're disgruntled surfers.
And with good reason. And with good reason.
It's not good reason, William. Here's somebody.
You know what's gonna happen?
Terrible.
No, everybody. Listen. Anybody who's upset about this is. I'm sorry. You're acting like a petulant child.
Listen. If the only reason you have the network for is for the pay-per-views, then maybe you want to cancel it. But if you're supposed to be the wrestling fan and you like the other content, why would you all of a sudden cancel over one thing?
So listen to this. This one says, add Samoa Joe to the Brock and Goldberg match and I'll be happy. That makes zero sense.
They just don't understand wrestling. They're not true wrestling fans.
People want to see Vince hanged. Let me see here.
Brock and Goldberg at Mania got to go at least 5 minutes.
Of course, I'm sure it'll go a lot longer than that.
He'll get five minutes out of Goldberg.
Kevin Nash and Hogan got about 14. Hogan got 8 out of them.
How long did William Regal get out of them?
Yeah, William got damn about 16. Yeah. He was pissed off about that.
And he got fired.
And apparently the talk of Twitter, in addition to this, is that Jerry Lawler made a raccoon joke during this post show. So, I don't know. I'll see if we rewind that to get the audio. But.
And WWE, the writing is so lazy, bro.
It is lazy.
They're doing the same storyline with Bayley and Sasha Banks. They just did with goddamn Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho.
Yeah, that's what we said. That's what I said during the pre-show, that you know, like WWE writers have probably said, between now and WrestleMania, because after WrestleMania, then they'll figure I gotta start building the 34 in New Orleans, which ultimately will be the big one, you know, I guess. Listen, I have faith that what's going to happen at WrestleMania will be good, but I gotta tell you, I don't have any grievances with Owens losing. Obviously we knew it was going to happen. It's the smart thing to do to have Lesnar regain the title and regain his credibility against Goldberg. Remember, he hasn't beat Goldberg. But what better way to be?
Driving to Joe.
And what?
You know, driving it to Joe.
It's possible. It's possible. But we're not even there yet. But what drives me up the wall about this whole thing, and this is what people should be screaming about. So Goldberg wins the match. Goldberg grabs the title, is celebrated and everything. And Goldberg goes to ringside to give a hug and a kiss to his wife and kid as if he had just wrestled 2 hours.
he was sweating profusely like he did.
Hey, all that prancing around for 5 minutes, that can wear you out. I gotta tell you
a funny
prancing, this is damn entrance take longer than the damn match.
I gotta tell you a funny story is that I know somebody that doesn't have the WWE network, and that person specifically was going to get the WWE network so that they could watch this Kevin Owens Goldberg match.
So they got it for
I'm
free.
I'm sorry. Basically. Well, they got it for free, but I'm sorry you went through all that trouble of signing up for the network because you got a 22.6 second match.
Let me say this. Why the hell do Goldberg still need security? He ain't that big of a deal no damn more.
And it's not like the NWO's around.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, that's true.
They wasted money. They need to be spending that money on some bookers for Raw. No, they need.
No, it's like the money they waste on Trump protecting him.
So people, don't complain, okay? Just don't complain. WrestleMania is 4 weeks from tonight. And in 4 weeks,
days, my birthday in 21. But that's a bit more bigger event than WrestleMania.
Right, you know, the biggest story tonight is WWE slayed both their giants tonight.
That's true.
Ooh, that sack of laundry lost.
Braun Strowman's lost.
Don't talk about my teddy bear like that.
And Nia Jax lost.
Man, about Nia Jax.
Here's the thing. Nia Jax losing, it should not have happened. Braun Strowman, though, surprises me.
Clean.
Clean. Because Super Booming.
But clean. Which I wonder now what's going to happen against The Undertaker.
That's what I'm saying.
Beat him.
If he was going to lose to Braun, then you can make you can ask the question: how is Roman going to be Undertaker if he can't beat Braun Strowman?
That's WWE logic.
I mean,
you got to make him look strong.
Gotta make him look good.
This was just ridiculous. Now, Jinder Mahal lost. Rusev lost. A lot of people lost tonight. Charlotte lost her first pay-per-view match. I got to tell you, the booking of this pay-per-view was terrible. The matches were not that good.
Yeah, the only Sami Zayn match almost put me to sleep, dog.
The only match, actually, the worst match of the night was Cesaro and Jinder Mahal.
And what is Jinder Mahal on?
I don't know.
Nah,
we
man,
asked that
that's
during.
Curry, you know, it was something,
chicken, man.
And it's something about those two guys in the ring, the way they shape, just looked awkward.
But the best match of the night was Neville and Jack Gallagher.
Yes, sir.
Neville retained. But other than that, the rest of this pay-per-view, the pay-per-view was just...
Another
Raw. Like Monday
Night Raw.
Now,
Neville hit a couple of moves on that other guy, man. That was just like, ooh, it was cringeworthy.
Now, we are waiting to hear from Paul Heyman, who is going to address the Goldberg situation. So we are waiting to hear a word from Paul Heyman. As soon as that comes through, we will stream it live. I got to tell you, though, it's just...
flabbergasted.
Hey, you know what? Listen, that's it.
Rock.
Pay-per-views are over. No,
they did the same thing with...
What is it?
They did the same thing with Rock and Cena.
Yep.
Rock had the belt. I mean, CM Punk had the belt coming up on that belt match. And Rock beat him.
Yeah, but...
But what? The match had to mean something.
The match... No, I get that. But...
It should have went to
different,
a three-way.
Different, completely different beast that you're talking about. At least The Rock wrestled his matches.
Title.
No, I'm talking about the title. Yeah, the title, yes, and but the title they wrestled their. But The Rock at least wrestled his matches.
They restarted that match,
and also
y'all forgot about this.
And also, let's also this the same thing happened with Triple H, but the difference is Triple H had one title defense between the road to from the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. Remember, that's how we got the first roadblock of 2016.
Yeah, but I was just talking about them adding a title match to make it seem like the blow off the feud.
And
Roman beating something
and Roman,
other than just a regular match.
And Roman Reigns, I think you forgot your boots because you were wrestling in sneakers today. it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good with your all black outfit and you're wearing sneakers with white soles.
Was he wearing Jordan?
I don't know what the hell he was wearing. For all I know,
ain't no telling what he gonna show up to a camping world in.
Could have been a pair of Skechers, for all I know. But
I'm mad I ain't see Taker tonight. Taker must not be in good shape because his ass was supposed to be there.
But Taker showing up could have salvaged.
He's still recovering from the Royal Rumble.
But still, Taker showing up could have salvaged what was ultimately a very dull pay per view.
Yep.
I thought he was coming out as long as Roman was in the damn ring.
Yeah, they stalled while Roman was in the ring for a while.
I thought they were trying to let him build up steam to come down.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Paul Heyman right now.
Welcome. How do you feel after witnessing that tonight?
With my hands.
Sure.
I'm just wondering if there are any more excuses you want to offer up for Kevin Owens.
Oh, I don't know that it's even just excuses. I think that, that Goldberg went out there and laid him out.
And that's what would happen whether Chris Jericho was involved or not. Guys, I'm a big Kevin Owens fan. I think Kevin Owens was a great Universal Champion. And he stepped into the ring tonight with Goldberg. And there's not a person in that locker room that has been able to stand up to Goldberg. And I speak from personal experience because my client got mauled, speared twice, and jackhammered and defeated by Goldberg. And then practically effortlessly, I'll say that again.
It's okay.
Thank you. Thrown out of the Royal Rumble by Goldberg. And my client has mauled and beaten and victimized and conquered everybody in his path since day one, except for Goldberg.
So what now?
Well, we weren't making excuses for Kevin Owens. I just said if Goldberg could do it to Brock Lesnar, why wouldn't he be able to do it to Kevin Owens? And he did. So he's done it to Kevin Owens. He's done it, as you said, twice to your client.
And after seeing that tonight, and like you just said, what you've already witnessed from Goldberg, how concerned are you going into WrestleMania?
Me, personally, scared out of my mind. My client, Brock Lesnar, has never been more confident because this is, as the old saying goes, this is a match in which both men must win and neither can afford to lose. If Brock Lesnar gets defeated by Goldberg at WrestleMania, and Goldberg goes on to defend the Universal Championship, he leaves Brock Lesnar behind. And everything that Brock Lesnar accomplished on the way to April 2nd is in his entire history in WWE and UFC, then comes with the asterisk, oh yeah, but then he ran up against Goldberg. It's the same way people talk about The Undertaker's streak.
Sure.
21-0, 21 consecutive victories, a quarter of a century. Oh, yeah. But then he ran up against Brock Lesnar. Or does it go the other way? Does Brock Lesnar rise to the occasion like he did in the NCAA Division I Heavyweight Championships, like he did in the UFC Heavyweight Championship against Randy Couture, like he did as a rookie against Dwayne The Rock Johnson and everyone else that fell in Brock's path, like he did when he walked into WrestleMania, which is almost fait accompli? How could The Undertaker lose at WrestleMania? And Brock Lesnar, in what people call an upset, conquered the streak. Now, if Brock Lesnar conquers Goldberg, he not only gets the Universal Championship, he gets back his legacy. He gets back his reputation. He gets back the aura of being the beast, the conqueror, Brock Lesnar. A name said differently than everybody else's name on the roster, because he's not just another person on the roster. He's Brock Lesnar.
So I'm just throwing it out there. What happens to Brock Lesnar if he does walk in to WrestleMania and doesn't walk out the winner of the of that matchup? I mean, what happened? I don't mean what people are going to say about Brock. I mean, how does that affect him?
It would be devastating and could be the end of Brock Lesnar as you know him today as an attraction in WWE. Somebody at WrestleMania in this match has to win.
Yeah.
Yep. And even more importantly, somebody has to lose. So if you subscribe to the network, or if you buy a ticket, or if you decide to buy it on pay-per-view, if you view WrestleMania, here's what you see. Two legacies that have spent all these many years, and they finally go head up against each other. One man will stand over the other, and the one who is underneath, the one who taps out or gets pinned, the one who doesn't go home as the Universal Champion, that person has to look at himself in the mirror that night and say, not only did I not win, I lost. And I lost to someone that I truly despise. One person wins, one person loses. It can't be any other way. And that's the magic of Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg at WrestleMania.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and looking forward to seeing how that's going to kind of play out for both you and Brock and Goldberg in just 4 weeks at WrestleMania.
As am I.
All right, well, this has been Raw Talk. I'm wow. Renee Young. This is Jerry the King Lawler and Mr. Paul Heyman. Thank you again so much. And everyone can catch Monday Night Raw tomorrow night. Thank you.
Well, there you go.
Did you just say the Transformers line? One child stand, one child fall.
Pretty much.
But Heyman could not have said it any better. If you need to understand why the storyline is going the way it is, Heyman just told you why. Could not be any clearer than that. I'm sorry.
And after Mania, Goldberg on what ride off into the sunset.
And that's it. You won't have to deal with Goldberg ever again until he's inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Damn, they should put some color in his beard. That just made Kevin Owens look bad as hell.
He looked bad anyway. Goldberg looked way better shape than him. And he twice his age.
That's part of his gimmick.
Part of his gimmick. But the thing is, what I didn't like was Michael Cole saying, in 1998, when Goldberg won his first WCW championship, Kevin Owens was just 13 years old. I'm like, really? You had to go there?
Exactly. You just dated Goldberg.
Yep.
You didn't help Kevin Owens. You hurt Goldberg by saying you're old as crap. You know what I mean? You 50 years old, beating a 32-year-old. Old grandpa. I just knew he was going to throw his knee out, blow one of them damn quads doing that kick. I was waiting on it. It's going to be just like Vince.
Cut that promo.
No, I'm talking about when he be doing them kicks.
I mean, this is it. We are now
28 days left of Goldberg.
We're 28 days.
That's how everybody should look at it.
They should look at it. We are on the road now to what ultimately is, you know, the biggest event of the year. This network produces the biggest shows of the year during that weekend. And let me tell you, there's going to be a lot to talk about in the upcoming weeks. Sure, on Tuesday night and throughout the week on all the wrestling shows, you're going to hear a lot about TNA. You're going to hear a lot about things that happen in Ring of Honor over the course of the weekend. WWE, though, is going to dominate the news over the course of the next 4 weeks. We have a long, long road these next 4 weeks.
28 days.
There is a lot to talk about, a lot to cover, a lot to disseminate, but it could not be any simpler than it's going to be Goldberg and Lesnar, Owens and Jericho, and Triple H versus whoever. So
Triple H versus
with the $500 million entrance.
I know the job.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't no different than Brock coming in from the top of damn Camping World Stadium or something. Then losing.
Parachute in.
Nah, he'll do the zip line like Shawn Michaels.
Nah, they don't do that stuff.
Oh man, that'll be hilarious, yo.
Too dangerous. They won't do that
anymore. I'm telling you. Nobody's going up into the ceiling since Owens.
Yeah. So.
Owens?
Yeah. Owen.
You said Owens.
Kevin Owens?
Owen Hart.
You said, Hart. But you did say Hart. Owens, Hart. Surfer.
Yeah, you
Owens
did say
Hart.
Anyways.
Owens Hart.
That was Blue Blazer. That one Owen Hart.
Still.
Listen. Kevin Owens and Hell and Hart.
This is just how it is. Now, they're going to book WrestleMania, I believe, on the throwbacks here next week, I think. I think they're going to rebook WrestleMania. And listen, I wouldn't want to be in Vince's shoes right now. Why? He has a very difficult responsibility. He simply cannot book a decent WrestleMania for Raw with only 4 weeks to go. It's not going to happen. You waited too long, Vince, and unfortunately, the internet is complaining, but you knew that they were going to complain even if you did something right.
SmackDown gonna have a better show coming up. The only thing Raw gonna have on SmackDown coming out of Mania is who gonna be on Raw.
Is like, good on Monday night. Angle. Exactly.
Yeah. Other than that, man, please. I'm watching Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
So
especially you know what feud's gonna actually have more buzz that will beat Raw is gonna be that Cena and Nikki Bella match.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. They might try to move Cena to Raw.
Yep.
John, I need you.
Need you, John. I need you.
No, I wouldn't call you if I didn't. They're gonna make a mid-year swap during the day.
Speaking of John Cena, next Saturday night, tune in to Nickelodeon and watch John Cena host the 2017 Kids Choice Awards.
Oh my God!
That's quite all right.
He gonna be going after Mania for a while too, right?
I'm sure he will.
Doing movies, yeah.
I'm sure he'll go and do a movie or something. You know, John Cena. Here's the issue: John Cena is. I'm not saying on the way out, but John Cena as a full time WWE superstar, those days are over. Okay,
you hit it toward that part time route.
If he gonna come back Hollywood, he gonna still miss his gimmick and be Hollywood Cena.
He ain't gonna be like that John Cena on the videos on YouTube.
No. Nope.
Just like that. A heel John Cena, I'm telling you. Put a suit on, start beating the hell out of people. Hey, and if anybody want a good laugh, man, they had a video, they did one last week where he caught Rob Van Dam messing around on Nikki Bella, man. They was getting it in. That shit was funny.
Now, there was one funny part to Fastlane.
The New Day?
No. Well, that was funny. But I got to give it to Austin Aries. Austin Aries. Him and his package that he kept saying, you know, my package was so well received earlier in the night, we decided to show my package again. So roll it. And then they showed the video package again. And he goes, you know, Corey, Michael, there was about 4 hours of materials. Because my package is so huge, they had to cut it down. You know, so I thought that was very funny. But
so what do you guys think they do with Strowman now?
He's going to win the battle.
Yeah, he'll have to win the battle royal.
He's going to get his trophy that's going to be broken within a month.
Yep. Then next year he'll be the Intercontinental Champion, just like Barry Corbin.
Yeah.
Barry Corbin.
They got more plans for Strowman than that.
No, I mean, if you say so. That the name me a winner of that trophy.
They're higher on Strowman than they are Baron Corbin. So they like the fact that Baron Corbin's a big guy, but they don't know what to do with him.
What the hell are you talking about? Baron Corbin been in the Elimination Chamber and the main event for the last one.
But it won't be long before they won't know what to do with him again.
They don't know what to do with him.
Right, yeah, they finna put the IC title on him.
Strowman as a monster, even if you don't have no belt, he's still an attraction, so he can still just beat people down.
They did nothing with the Andre Battle Memorial because Cesaro won it, and he got buried by Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman. He was in their faction. Y'all forgot about that.
The Big Show finally getting his push on that Jetsons movie. He being the damn champion on that. That's about the only thing he's gonna do.
Now let's see what the hubbub is all about this raccoon joke that apparently Jerry Lawler told.
In this place, if you want to run this place, you better be here every single day, and that's what I do. You know, I clock in and I handle mine.
Well, let me just give you a little analogy here, because it just immediately came to my mind when you said this is my yard. At home in Memphis, Tennessee, we had a little dog. Right? And our backyard is his yard. Mm-hmm. And I have to take him out and, you know, let him do his business, stand there and watch him. That's his yard. You let a bird come in the yard, man, he's after him. You let a squirrel come in the yard, he's after him. But last week, I took him out in the backyard, and I heard this growling noise, and he heard this growling noise, and I looked up, and coming over our fence was a raccoon that was about big. And my dog ran right between my legs back into the house. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Roman, if all of a sudden at WrestleMania a raccoon shows up?
Now, if we took the rack out,
He said coon kind of long.
Idiot.
A coon. Undertaker ain't black, though.
Wait a minute. Let's play that back. Hold on. Let's play that last part. Hold on.
Now, my dog ran right between my legs back into the house. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Roman, if all of a sudden at WrestleMania a raccoon shows up?
Okay.
Rocket the raccoon. You can be talking about Rocket the raccoon. That could be a Guardians reference.
I guess.
Man. Coons come on the back porch. Mom just sweep away with a bro. That was a Ford say. Shit, we don't know. I mean, hell. So what to say? I'm just dumbfounded that damn Goldberg beat somebody in 21 seconds.
21.6. Give him the benefit of the doubt, Tony C.
I'm sorry, 22 seconds.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's insulting.
At least it wasn't Eric Rowan with 7 of WrestleMania.
Sheamus did beat Daniel Bryan in what, 10 seconds?
Yeah.
10 seconds.
You know what? What was good about the whole thing is that at least, listen to this, look at this. Fastlane, WWE Fastlane, Kevin Owens, WrestleMania, and Roman Reigns are all trending on Twitter right now. Thank God there was the interference, because without the interference, that would have been worse.
Because he would have tried, he would have had to get some more minutes out of Goldberg.
That or... Okay. So apparently, kudos to this very intelligent Milwaukee fan. Somebody was able to screen grab a picture during the Bayley-Charlotte match of a fan holding up a sign that says, "Owens, no sell like Regal."
Where can you see this at?
It's on Twitter. Let me see here.
Regal not only no sell, no soul. He got some moves in on his of his own.
Yep.
Let me see here. Kevin Owens got the CM Punk treatment before WrestleMania.
I feel so sorry for those fans in attendance, man. I mean, you knew it was going to come, but
no,
damn.
But the fans in attendance.
I wouldn't even win.
Me neither. That was a waste of money.
Anybody in their right mind winning that pay-per-view thinking Kevin Owens was going to keep that belt and that match was going to be longer than what it was?
I know one. Deontay Baker probably thought about it.
Who, Raid?
No, Deontay Baker.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Pop himself.
Yeah, he going to tell. Now, TNA did that in 21 seconds. How long did it take Alberto Del Rio to beat Bobby Lashley?
That I don't remember.
It was longer than 21 seconds. But if it would have been that long, Deontay Baker would have been like, TNA sucks.
He just won't be critical of the E for anything that they do. He's so positive about everything that they do.
That damn Beth Phoenix, like I called in on down the call of his show.
Man.
He's trolling sometimes.
I still don't get that.
One day Goldberg is going to the Hall of Fame. We really going to be questioning that.
I don't question it. You know he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Is all his matches time length combined? What, about 2 hours?
It's sit on the DVD.
Fit that bill on a cassette tape. Hour. That's it. Your whole wrestling career can go on a VHS? Pretty much. They ain't even got no tracks to it. They can just roll the same match.
I mean, the jump of that best finish train, it's like, how can you be in the Hall of Fame and not have a career-defining match? You lost to Kelly twice. That was it.
Oh, all right, let's see if we can...
let's not do that tonight.
Hold it. I think we got some reactions finally, so hold on. So let me see here. Here we go. Here's some reactions. Hold on. We're going to try to play some of this. Let me see.
And William, that ain't a requirement to be Hall of Famer. In some people's eyes, you shouldn't have to have memorable matches and feuds.
And that's what I'm saying. What feud was she in? The only thing I remember was her and Santino. That was it.
She was in that battle. Oh yeah, she was in that battle royal match. And
you got to pop in a t-shirt. You get to go in the Hall of Fame.
Pop in a t-shirt.
That's all you need.
Should be better than that.
Oh, of course.
But that's just me.
Everybody's yourself and that thinking, but you know.
Okay, welcome. Okay, this person is in a hotel room at 5 o'clock in the morning in a foreign country watching the Gold.
You do a reaction?
Yeah, here we go. Apparently, let's see what this guy. He's watching, and all right, he comes out, so we're going to skip ahead. So here we go. This is his reaction video. This guy's just shaking his head. Yeah, this one, they don't have anything here.
Bring it!
Yep. The match didn't start.
Have Brock attack him. Have Brock attack Goldberg. Come on.
A very common option in the playbook of Kevin Owens. But very successful, Byron, whether you agree with it or you don't. Kevin Owens is going to dictate the pace of this match.
Let Joe come out and have him all tag team him or some shit. Fuck Goldberg.
Smash ain't Goldberg.
Big tone.
Why don't you just leave?
Thing is, man, I don't see Owens hit a powerbomb in any way.
Doesn't have to. This is another thing. Stephanie not being there cancels out any hope, like, that he gets DQ'd and Foley doesn't come out and just restart the match.
Fucking Foley. Can't wait till he gets fucking fired.
My heart stink.
But how long could Goldberg sustain that intensity, Byron?
Okay, he's not doing anything, so he's not going to get tired.
And Goldberg get frustrated.
I've been doing the same shit, fuck it. But as soon as Owens walks in, he's going to get speared.
Kevin Owens looks
right?
Confident.
Yes.
I was going to say, I hope he walks down to the
He's
going to
ring the bell as soon as he gets in. If he ever gets in at this point.
We're going to get Kevin Owens. To your point, guys, playing those mind games. Trying to throw Goldberg off his game.
You got to think Jericho's showing up, right? You got to think.
Well, let me skip ahead a little bit.
Hope so.
Probably just Jericho.
I think Owens is just going to get in and get speared right away. But the ref would have to ring the bell. The ref should have rang the bell when he was just in right there.
Oh, yes.
How do we know this is not what Goldberg expected? And again, guys,
shut the fuck up, Byron. He's so ass. He's the worst commentator of all time besides the time.
I was going to say.
He and Jericho's on the telephone.
Why'd they do that Joe thing, man?
I think they did it to cancel out.
I think they did it to raise the possibility.
Now, why would the ref stop?
It's not, the match
hasn't started.
I think they did the Joe thing to raise the possibility, and they just have it not happen. Oh, Owens, don't get in. Don't get in the ring.
And I guess the champ's ready now.
Yeah, here's Jericho.
Oh my God, Jericho's here! Oh, come on! That's fucking bullshit! Ah, man. That's such bullshit. That's upsetting. Sandbag him, Owens.
That's the Jericho Owens rivalry.
Whatever. I mean, what do you expect? Like, whatever, but...
Ignorance is
we all knew it was. I know.
We can't
be
upset.
I know. No, I mean, I'm upset. I'm definitely. Oh, yeah, I'm upset 100%. But, man.
Now, this is four guys in a dorm room somewhere.
Millennials.
You know. Your taste in wrestling sucks if you're wearing a Impact Wrestling sweatshirt, by the way.
You just don't come with a loyal fan.
How is it that so many so-called wrestling fans can't tell a storyline when it's calling from them from a mile away? Like, how did they not know how that match was gonna go? You connect the dots. The dots are there. You don't know how to draw a picture by connecting the right dots? Really?
Hell, Goldberg said he was gonna have one last run.
Now, these are the ones that these guys are gonna cry. It seems like. Yes.
Did she say Goldberg?
It's possible. Look at that. This guy is actually writing. He actually purchased a list of Jericho and is writing Goldberg's name on the list. So, let me
now
see.
Now that's a mark.
Let me see. That's a mark.
That's the definition of the word.
Here's a brother. Hold on. Let me fast forward a little bit. Come on. Guys. Oh my God, Goldberg. He's laughing.
This is crazy.
So now that Goldberg is Universal Champion, the day before Mania, does he go to Universal Studios AA or what?
Sure.
Do they let him in free?
Come on.
Oh.
Wrestling fans, you know, came.
Get some tickets.
Let me see if we got one more. Hold on. I guess this is the 53 minutes. I'm not going to sort through. I guess that's it. Yeah. So, anyways, that's some of the live reactions that we were able to find about what happened at Fastlane. People are not happy, but you shouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah. Really shouldn't. And did Nia Jax tap out?
No.
No.
She got pinned.
She got rolled up.
Yeah, she got rolled up.
that sack of laundry got folded. All them pieces of clothes got folded up.
I ain't gonna lie. She did look like a beanbag when she got rolled up.
And something went wrong with Sasha because it was like she couldn't hold the move toward the end. It's like she was kind of contorted a different way. She had a...
That's a lot of mass to try to hold down.
Yeah, that's a lot of clothes to kind of keep down in that hamper.
That Samoa Joe and Sami Zayn match was just like,
and it didn't do anything for me.
Yeah,
but Joe, yeah. I was impressed with Joe. The moves he was pulling off in the ring.
Sami Zayn starting to lose his little luster.
You know, before the Cesaro fight, I thought Jinder Mahal and Rusev had a better thing going on outside the ring.
Hey, while you BSing, man, Jinder Mahal should play an X-Men or something, dog. The way he's looking all ripped up.
That natural
looking all cut up.
He on that nitrous oxide or something, that's for sure.
Well, nah, he posts Instagram videos of him working out all the time.
That's what that nitrous oxide does. It makes him look all ripped and veiny like that.
Well, he better have his paperwork right for my president come with his damn band tomorrow. Because if he don't, his ass going to be waiting around him.
He married Rusev. Well, no, Rusev good because he married Lana.
Yeah.
He a U.S. citizen. But they might still deport them just to hate
Mahal.
Rusev was good because the The ban is only for darker skinned people.
Exactly. It's all about Jinder Mahal. He's going to be in trouble tomorrow, boy. Right. Get your ass out of here.
They're going to round up the Iron Sheik. Watch.
Well.
The Iron Sheik's a national treasure. They're going to get rid of him.
They're going to deport him back to Iran. He probably never lived there a day in his life.
Yeah, he did.
Of course, he was from there.
No, I'm just joking, but.
Anyways, with that said, I mean, it makes no sense to stay here and lament over something that we knew was going to happen. We're gonna save our energy and our complaining voices for WrestleMania, which is 4 weeks from tonight. This Tuesday on The Rant, we're going to talk about the full lineup of the shows you will hear during the course of the weekend. And as we're talking about shows, let's tell you what's going to happen this coming week here on the network. And it all starts tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with the first week of our March Madness Marathon. Every Monday in the month of March, you're going to hear a themed marathon of shows here on the network. The first week will be the first episodes. All the shows and their first episodes.
Oh, Lord.
It's a marathon tomorrow night or tomorrow morning starting at 8 a.m. The only one that doesn't have a first episode that's going to air is The Rant. We're going to air our first live show instead because our first episode only ran 3 minutes. So instead, we're going to run our first live show. But all the other shows, their premiere shows, their first episodes. That's right. The first episode of The Shining Wizards, the first episode of Thumbstick Ninjas, the first episode of The Wrestling Call-In Show, What Are You Reading, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Rant and Wrestling, all of them will be broadcast tomorrow beginning at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And every Monday you'll get a new marathon in the month of March. Next week, I don't know what the theme is just yet, but we'll tell you what that theme is here as the week progresses. Then on Tuesday at 7 p.m. is The Shining Wizards. They'll be live at 7 p.m., followed by The Rant at 9 o'clock. And this Tuesday on The Rant, we're going to talk about everything that's going on in TNA, everything that's going on in the WWE, and we're going to talk about the WrestleMania weekend schedule. Then on Thursday, you're going to get a brand new episode of Thumbstick Ninjas, followed by a brand new episode of Rant and Wrestling. Then on Friday, you'll get a live edition of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. with the Impact player, Mr. Philip J. Araya and Choppy. And on Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show will be live at 11 p.m. as we count down to the finale, which will be on Saturday night, April the 8th. Then next Sunday at 5 p.m. is another edition of the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. The next time, as I said, we bring you event coverage will be for WrestleMania Sunday, but our marathon will kick off on Thursday, the 29th. So we're going to talk about the lineup on Tuesday, and that's that. Any final thoughts from the gallery here? No, you're good. You're good. All right, everybody. So I want to thank
28 days left. Officially 27 days left for Oldberg.
That's it.
Yeah, how many times he's been champion now?
This is his first Universal.
From the overall championships.
World title. This is probably he had two in WCW, one in WWE. This would make number four. So.
He won't have no more left in him now. He said he had. Yeah, one spear left, one jackhammer left, and one championship ring left. So now his tank should be empty.
Yeah.
I hope Brock make what happened to Cena at SummerSlam look like a walk in the park.
You keep going back to Cena, how many times he got suplexed. He didn't get suplexed that many times because he got dominated. It took a lot to bring him down. Everybody else got beaten a lot quicker. But Goldberg can't his neck ain't gonna hold up for multiple suplexes.
I just said that, so I knew somebody was gonna go Johnny Cochran. Anyway, Double A, you go ahead in the show.
Yeah.
I just wanna say real quick, Double A, shout out to my co host.
Mr. Hightower and Big Tony. Shout out to you guys.
All right. Well, with that said, for everybody in the chat room and everybody listening live, thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you at WrestleMania. We'll see you this week on all the shows. And for William Morgan, Dr. Doom, Tony C, and Surfer, I'm Double A. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Later, guys. Yeah, I'll be in my zone. I got this. I'm going to do it all alone. I don't need your help.